message. The greatest achievers in the world have been those who denied the validity of statistics, odds, probabilities, and the numerous, never-ending opinions of countless naysayers. As Wayne Dyer so aptly put it, they never relied on the good opinion of other people. They remained clear in their intent, focused on their objectives, and enthusiastic in their actions. They were answering their call. They invested their hearts and souls into the fact that they had a calling that was directly linked to their dreams and desires. What is a calling? In a broad sense, it refers to a strong inner impulse toward a particular course of action or a vocation that you feel compelled, something that you must pursue. It is usually evident in your recurring dreams, not always in the literal sense, but in repeated patterns and themes, pointing you in a specific direction. It is at the heart of your sense of purpose and fulfillment. It is in direct correlation with who you are and somewhat also suggest your reason for being, why you are on this planet. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that to be a very compelling idea that I am here, that we are here for a reason, that we have a purpose. Now, the slightly more challenging part of that equation is that it is our job, each of us individually, to figure out what that calling is and to decide whether we have the courage to answer it. So let me ask you, what is your calling? Have you ever given it any thought? Does the very thought of such a concept paralyze you? Well, rather than looking at it as if you might have been predestined for something that will not suit you, think about what brings you joy. Think about what gets you excited. What is it that makes your heart sing? Often our tendency is to allow judgments and criticisms to block this information from freely flowing through our consciousness. Judgment sets in, right? And it just halts that process. We vanquish the possibility with what we have categorized as logic, reminding ourselves that such things are impossible, unlikely. We conclude that we are not enough, and therefore we could not possibly succeed. That is simply for other people, those lucky people, not me. Well, if you are interested in exploring your calling, make it your intention. Explore your interests and your passions. What is it that makes you feel the most excited and fulfilled? Do you know? And if nothing stands out, begin exploring by trying new things, potential hobbies, volunteer opportunities. See what it is that gets your heart beating faster. Identify your skills and your strengths. What is it that you are naturally good at? And if you're not sure, ask those who know you best. What do they say? There is usually a correlation between your greatest gifts, talents, and skills and your calling. Now think about your values. What is it that matters the most to you? Get inspiration from others who have found their calling. Learn about different career paths. Speak with those that are doing what you would like to do. Throughout this process, listen to your intuition. That inner wisdom of yours will never steer you wrong, and it often speaks through feelings instead of words. So pay attention to those things that invigorate and inspire you. And do not be afraid to experiment. Try new and different things. How else will you discover those untapped possibilities? And most of all, be patient. It's a gradual process. It takes time. It's a no-loss proposition. You may have one calling, you may have more, and they will undoubtedly evolve over time. We all deserve to have a reason for getting up in the morning, for awakening with a sense of excitement about the surprises that the day may bring us and what we may bring to the world. This is not a dress rehearsal. This day is never coming again.